Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the, I misuse some English, sir, welcome here. And I'm sitting here with a teacher also, but we really would like to welcome everyone into our program this morning. We are coming to you from a room here in the historic old Clay County Courthouse that used to be, I believe, the circuit court clerk, where you could just buy all kinds of things, take care of business, pay fines and things like that. And occasionally someone will come by who hasn't gotten a ticket in Clay County for maybe the last 20 years, and they'll come by the old courthouse here and say, is this where I can pay my ticket? And my standard reply is, if you have cash, you may pay your ticket here, but don't expect a receipt. You need to go down to the community center where those offices are now. But lots of people come by and they'll see the building, and if I happen to be in town, they will want to come over and take a look at it, and we try to give them a little tour of it. We've got some more news about the courthouse here in a few minutes, but right now, Dr. Myra West is here with us this morning from the Tennessee College of Applied Technology over in Livingston, which we have a close relationship with our school system, and we're going to have a conversation until we run out of time today, I think. I have known Myra for quite a few years, and I know we've got some interesting things to talk about, but of course, before we get started, we'd like to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. on your radio dial. And don't forget that we'll be rebroadcast at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And those folks that make this possible, the main supporters are, of course, the Three Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce. But the most important supporters are those that buy advertising time here that keep us going each week. And we really appreciate those folks. And we keep telling you not to spend all your money over in Coolville. We'll just spend part of it here in Salina. And we know that we've had a great summer this year with all of our tourism. Tourism on Del Hollow Lake has been up. I know we have lots of visitors coming to visit out at the Del Hollow Getaway, where you go out and stay in the woods for a couple of nights, and they venture into town at least one day. And we're really appreciative of that. And things are picking up around here. We still got all of our log trucks going through the four-way stop. You gotta look both ways and then look again when you get ready to cross the street here around the four-way stop. But hopefully sometime in the near future, we're going to take care of that problem. And downtown Salina will become maybe more of a little walking town where you can park a few yards away and walk around town in relative safety. But I'll get off of that soapbox, and I guess we've got our birthdays and anniversaries today. We'll be doing those during the show today. Maybe one or two public service messages and a couple of other things, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants to remind you, as children mature, it is natural for them to assert their independence, seek new challenges, and engage in risky behavior. Underage drinking is one such behavior that attracts many adolescents. They may want to try alcohol, often do not recognize its effect on their health and behavior. People ages 12 to 20 drank 4% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. Although youth drinks less often than adults do, when they do drink, they drink more. More than 90% of all alcoholic drinks consumed by young people are consumed through binge drinking. For more information or referrals, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. This project is funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. I said earlier, we've got a couple little announcements before I start talking to Dr. West. I know our football team is going to up to York Institute tonight. That, of course, back in the day, that was a standard game between the Salina High School and York Institute years and years ago, for many, many years, where we got to make that great, scenic ride up to York. Usually we could see going up but not coming back, but we kind of knew where we were at because some of those curves up there, you would meet yourself coming or going. And I also remember those trips up there that there's a, getting nostalgic here, there's a spring house up there on the side of the road. And Coach Teeples, when we went up there, I know the football teams, and he was the boys and girls basketball coach when I was in high school, and we always stopped there at the spring to get a drink of water on the way up to Jamestown. And it was also a good place to allow the cheerleaders to get out and wash their handkerchiefs where they had had a slight problem coming down to all those curves and had gotten a little car sick on the way up. But neat trips in a neat time. But and like I said, we're still undefeated, and looking to, I guess next week we'll be going down to Gordonsville, and we will be playing for a regional championship, either first or second place, which means we have already qualified for the next round with our football team this year. So we're real proud of them, and I know our girls volleyball team, I know they did win one game in the next round, but they didn't make it out again this year, but they had a great year, and we'd like to congratulate those young ladies. I do think that they made the trip down to the state tournament yesterday, so I know they got to go down and look and see what it's like to get there, and maybe it'll build some thoughts in their minds on how they're going to get to play that week. And also, on a very important thing here at the courthouse, we got our six windows back from the window restoration folks up in Lexington, Kentucky, here on Monday, and got those reinstalled, and they are beautiful windows. They are completely restored and look like brand new windows with a 150-year-old glass in them. They managed to save practically all of the old hand-formed glass panes, and we've got them back in. We've got a little painting to do, and we've only got 23 more to go. So, folks, it's time everyone got on the bus and helped us get this done. Everyone needs to adopt a window here, which they can do. Each of these windows costs $2,500 to get them restored, because it is a slow, painstaking process where they completely take these windows apart, and any damaged wood, they put them back together, and like I said, they look just like brand new wood windows that would have been put in this courthouse, like I said, about 150 years ago. And hopefully these will last that long again. but we still got quite a few to go, and I know we're thinking a little open house here sometime where you can come in and look what the new windows look like and then walk across the hallway and see what we're working with to get all this done. But with that, we're really appreciative of the folks who have adopted a window. Well, I know we have five families, organizations that have done that, which is going to enable us to have some money to match a grant with next year. So it's a slow process, but the more folks we get helping and adopting windows, the faster we can get it done. And with that, I guess I can step down off of my soapbox. Good morning, Dr. West.
Good morning, Thomas. It's great to be here this morning with you.
Okay, now, most of us around here have known you in education for a long time, but you know, tell us a little bit about yourself to begin with.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Overton County, so grew up in Overton County, went to school at Livingston Academy, and then went to Alabama to school for a while, but came back and graduated here at Tennessee Tech, so I'm a Tennessee Tech alumni. And after graduating, I went to work at that time it was the Vocational Technical School. And so taught in the business department for a while, and after that I moved into the student services office where I did a lot of recruiting, and that was an opportunity for me to get to know many of our local schools, the counselors, the principals, and the individuals in education in like Clay County and Jackson and the surrounding counties. So that was a good part of my work experience and my career, and a time that I really enjoyed because I enjoyed being able to get out to the local schools. And then after that, I did the assistant director. That was more operations. And then the last 8 years, I've been the president at the school in Livingston. And during that time, we've had an opportunity to start some programs, one here in Clay County. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yes.
But we've always, at the TCAT or vocational school, if you remember us by that name, had a very strong relationship with Clay County over the years.
Absolutely.
We worked together and partnered together to try to, you know, at the end of the day, to give our kids an opportunity to have a skill and be able to stay here locally, because we have some great young people in the Upper Cumberland, and they're great assets to us, and we want them to stay here in the Upper Cumberland and work and start new businesses and work here to help our communities continue to grow and thrive.
Okay, now, who did you have to wait to for him to retire before you got the...
Well, that's true. Well, I did have the honor of serving under Mr. Ralph Robbins, and Ralph was there 30-something plus years. Did a great job as director of the vocational school, and then we changed names to the Technology Center, and right before his retirement, he was very instrumental in getting our name changed to Tennessee College of Applied Technology. And I know some people say, well, you're still the vocational school, and Thomas, we do still teach the skills and the trades that we have the entire time that the institution's been there. But, you know, one of the things that we hear is we hear people say they want their kids to go to college. And, you know, that's kind of taken on a different meaning. It doesn't mean that they have to go to a four-year university or even a two-year, but it means that they can continue their education after high school and do it in a technical area and then go to work. And so, you know, when we say Tennessee College of Applied Technology, I think that just gives a little bit of meaning to the fact that they're going to a post-secondary institution and credibility and image. You know, sometimes people have a negative thought about being a plumber or electrician or auto technician, but in today's workforce, try to find an electrician and a plumber. It's hard to do.
Well, can I ask you a question here, something here? We have Vol State here in Livingston, which is a regional junior college. And I know over at the TCAT, you don't teach English and things like that. You know, has it ever been considered as a partnership between the two where students would, I know, some type of joint enrollment where they would pick up some of the basic college classes, like the English, some of those things over there, and combine it with what they're doing over at TCAT, and have some type of special diploma or special degree?
Yes, I know that discussion goes on, but we let me start by saying that we are a partner with Ball State. We're both part of the Tennessee Board of Regents, and so over the years we've had articulation agreements where students from the TCAT, after they finish a program, could then go into Ball State and receive credit in certain areas for things they've done. I'll use our IT program right now. You know, a student could come to the TCAT after graduating from high school, and we actually have an IT program here in Clay County. So really, while they're in high school, they could start in that IT program, and what they're doing in high school would count toward our diploma at the TCAT. And so they wouldn't repeat those hours or repeat those competencies. But once they got through at the TCAT with their diploma, if they chose to go to work and then wanted to go to Ball State and pick up their English and their math and their history, then that IT would count toward their concentration in information technology at Ball State. So the TCATs across the state and the community colleges see value in what you're talking about those partnerships and about allowing students have an opportunity to gain a skill, but at the same time do that English and math and history. And even after the two-year, go into a four-year college afterwards. And so sometimes, you know, young people, they can do the skills and maybe they go to work and then they decide that they have the opportunity then to go on. And so that provides an education term called a pathway. But it just gives kids an option. And so it's a great idea, and yes, they work on that, continuously trying to bridge that gap between the technical school and the community college, and then I will go on to say between the community colleges and the universities.
Well, you know, looking at the dual credit classes, the classes from TCAT and all those things, it looks like with the completion of the study at those places, they can go to what is called a four-year college and graduate about one more year, can't they? I mean, it winds up being more like a three-year college with what they pick up in high school, what they pick up at those two institutions. I mean, one year, basically a lot of them are 1 year away from a BS degree in something.
You know, there are a lot of students here in Clay County and across the Upper Cumberland that do take dual credit classes. Sometimes those dual credit classes are with the community college. Sometimes they'll even be with the university, and then sometimes with the TCAT. But I think your point is well taken, that these students have an opportunity in high school to gain credits toward a baccalaureate degree or an associate degree or a technical diploma while in high school, and that cuts down the amount of time that they have to spend after they get out of high school. And I know here in Clay County that you all have a lot of opportunities for dual credit and at the high school and dual enrollment classes, and you know, those students have those opportunities, so it's a great way for them to get a start. And you know, studies also show that if you can get a high school student started while they're in high school on those degrees, they're more likely to finish.
You know, I know we have a lot of high school students that graduate from high school with between 30 and 40 hours of college already completed, and that is, you know, nearly an entire freshman year of courses.
It is. And, you know, too, I think that when they do that and then they start at a university or at a community college or at a TCAT, that the adjustment is not as hard for them because they've already been exposed to that. And so, again, their likelihood of finishing is greater. And like you said, it cuts down on the time, cuts down on the cost for them.
Yes.
And and some of those kids, you know, might have struggled had they not had that opportunity. So, you know, it's a big shout-out to Clay County and your school system here for partnering with the post-secondary institutions and giving your high school kids that opportunity.
And I know years and years ago I was involved with some of the dual credit classes. Front Tech didn't teach them, but they helped get them set up. And the same thing with the online classes from over at Ball State. And, you know, one of the things that I kind of emphasized to some of our students were, you know, a lot of them were, they were concerned to begin with about the grading system. You know, that, you know, I know you hear that, hey, if I take this class, this is at the college level and this kind of thing, and it may lower my GPA from high school and all that. But, you know, one of the things I would always tell them was, hey, look, the grades you're competing for, a lot of times those grades depend on who you're in the class with. And I said, you're still with the same group of students you've always been with, and more than likely, if you're making A's right now, You're going to continue to do that, or if you're making bees or whatever, now, it's going to stay the same because you're not competing with an entire four-year university of freshmen. And, you know, that we don't like sometimes think about that, but sometimes that does come into play. A lot of folks, you know, at that level look for the average student and the above average student, and that average has a whole lot more people in making that average at the 4 year than it does when you're taking those classes at home.
Right, and I know that many of our K-12 systems here in the Upper Cumberland, when a high school student will take a dual credit class or a dual enrollment class, that, you know, those are considered early post-secondary opportunities, EPSOs, and we've heard a lot about that this week. It's been EPSO week, so if you've heard that acronym, it just stands for early post-secondary opportunities, meaning those kids have an opportunity in high school. But going back to what you're saying is, you know, many of our K-12 will consider those honor classes, and they do take into consideration that, and sometimes it's an extra points onto their GPA for taking a dual credit class. So, you know, if you're a parent or if you're a student and you have some hesitation about taking a dual credit class or dual enrollment class while in high school because of that, I'd encourage you to talk with your counselor to see, because it may be that that's considered an honors class for your extra points. And again, you made a good point. They're in there with students that they would be in normal classes with, because those are the same students that are taking honors classes or taking technical classes. So great opportunities, and encourage people to look at that. It does save students time and money, and puts them in the workforce quicker.
All right. With that, we're going to take a little short break, and we're going to save a little bit about our program here a little later on the show. I'm going to take a look at the website, and we're going to use that kind of an outline, and we're going to go through what it's like getting into, how to get into, things like that over at the Institute over at Livingston.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank & Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank & Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug misuse is a prevalent and often fatal problem among youth throughout Tennessee. Your prescriptions are for you alone. It's against the law for anyone else to take them. 3.6% of Clay County students reported having taken a pain medication not prescribed to them in the last 30 days. 7.6% of students surveyed reported that within the last 12 months, at least one of their closest friends have used prescription drugs not prescribed to them, which is alarming. So remember, count it, lock it, drop it. Count it. Count your pills regularly. Make sure none are missing. Lock it. Lock your medications in a safe place to keep them out of the wrong hands. Drop it. Anonymously drop off unused or expired prescriptions anytime in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Find out more on Facebook. Search for Clay County SADD/Anti-Drug Coalition. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition reminds you, count it, lock it, drop it. For information and referrals concerning addiction issues, please call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This project, funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, I have the website open here, and we're going to look across this thing, and the first thing on there is future students.
Future students, yes. We on our website, but first let me give you our website address. It's www.tcatlivingston, so that's tcatlivingston.edu. And on our webpage, under future students, you'll find the information you need to enroll in the school. So if you are someone who's looking to gain a skill in one of our areas, you can go on our website and look at our different programs. We have everything from automotive classes to business classes, IT, technical classes in machining and welding, robotics. We have some health classes in practical nursing and pharmacy tech and EMT, and I'm sure I've left some out, cosmetology, but we have lots of different options, and so you can find out about each of the programs, how long they are, the cost, and then it also, Thomas tells you how to enroll, and to do that, you can fill out an online application, or, you know, we always welcome you to come into the college at any time, and we'll sit down with you and help you. I know some people like just that face-to-face, and we want you to know that you're always welcome and that we're there to help you get through the process of enrolling if that's what you'd like to do.
Okay. Now, do you still have adult classes? Evening classes for adults or daytime? Or
we have most of our programs are during the day. They're Monday through Friday from 7:45 to 2:30. We do run a few evening classes. Right now we're running our emergency medical technician, our EMT basic and advanced in the evenings, and we have some special industry classes in our industrial maintenance that are running. I know in years past we have had welding and IT and business and some other things in the evening. Right now there's not any of those going on, but if there was a need for that, if there was an interest in that, we'd be more than willing to look at that. It just seems sometimes people are busy and they like the day classes. Our day classes are full, so and that's the way we like it. We like to have them full every day.
You know, I know occasionally we would see a little ad in one of the local papers saying that you were getting ready to organize a welding class that was going to meet like a couple of times a week for 3 hours in the evening.
Right.
And when you do things like that, the admission to that, or the daytime programs, is a high school diploma required to take classes over there now?
No, you just have to be, well, let me say some programs. It depends on the program. So,
right.
But if you wanted to take some of our programs, you have to be 18 years of age or older. Some of our programs are under state board authorities like our Board of Nursing and Board of Cosmetology, and
right.
Those do require a high school diploma. The one thing I'll say is that we encourage any individual who enrolls in our programs, at least in our full-time programs, that if they don't have a high school diploma, to work on that. We feel like that's important, and we know that employers want that. So we work with individuals, but, you know, if you're looking to change careers or if you're looking to start a career, then, you know, come by and talk with us. You can give us a call. You can go on our website and find information. But, you know, reach out to us, and we'll be more than happy to talk with you about our program.
You know, I know over the years, the high school dropout thing, of course, that's not as big a deal as it was at one time, because I think that changed in the state law where if you dropped out of school below a certain age, you couldn't drive no more.
Right. I think the K-12 has done a great job on promoting high school completion, and they've worked, you're right about that, they've worked very hard to do that. But, you know, occasionally there are individuals.
And those are the people I was thinking, you know, someone dropped out of high school and gets a job as an apprentice in a body shop.
Right.
And he loves that work and everything. He thinks, you know, I'd like to have enough skills to open my own shop. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have his high school diploma, but he's proved by his work record and all this.
Right.
And he'd like to come over to vocational school and get some skills.
And that's a great opportunity for individuals like that. And you're correct, Thomas. There are individuals that are skilled tradesmen out in our communities, and maybe they, for whatever reason, life happened and they had to go to work. That was what they had to do
life
for their
came
family.
Along.
Life came along, and you know they had a family and had bills to pay, and so maybe they're looking to come back to school now. And so, you know, we'd love to talk with you. There are opportunities for you to come back. There's Tennessee Reconnect and different opportunities that will help you to be successful in coming back to school. You know, you're never too old to learn something, so we welcome those individuals. And then, you know, you said future students. Of course, we look at our high school graduates as future students for us, too, and we work with the high schools to help them during their app weeks. But for those who are listening who maybe are not at the high school, but just thinking about that, it's time for me to look back into a skill or to get more training in something, as you said, that they love to do, that they've made a career out of, then, you know, give us a call or, like I said, come by and we'll be happy to help you get enrolled.
You know, and along that same line, too, you've gone out, you've got you a business started, and it's pretty successful, and you get to looking around and say, hey, I don't have the business skills to run this.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go somewhere and learn how to do some basic bookkeeping and things like that, and complete my paperwork like I should, and this is a great opportunity for those folks also.
It is, and you know, I want you to roll as a TCAP, but I'll also put a good word in for our community colleges. Many of our community colleges have an entrepreneurial program, and it's a great opportunity for individuals, like you said, to be able to learn just how to start up their own business. So, again, you know, if you're in that situation and you'd like to come by, we'll be happy to help you with the technical skill area. Or, you know, if they need some information about one of our community colleges and those programs, we'll help you get in touch with the right person to do that, too. So.
All right. We'll take a little short break. I'm going to read my birthdays. Then we're going to come back and talk about how much it costs to go to school over
That's
there.
That's great.
And we'll be back just in a few minutes after I read these off here. Celebrating birthdays this week, Mr. Arliss Strong celebrated birthday on the 20th, I believe that was about yesterday, I believe, and Mr. Joey Cole. I know Joey's one of my former basketball players, and I'd like to wish him a happy 55th birthday. And also we have, on the other scale, Mr. Lincoln Gass, who celebrated his second birthday. So, and also Miss Burnell White, her friend Liz Brown called in to wish her happy birthday. And so we'll say happy birthday to Miss Burnell and Mr. George Melton, who turned 80 today. So, and we'll be drawing out a lucky number here in a little bit, and you'll receive a gift envelope over at the chamber. And you go by and pick that up. And we'd like to wish all those folks a happy birthday. And remember, the number to call for our answering machine here is 931-243-5574. Speak slowly and clearly so that the answering machine can understand you, and then I can understand you when I play it back. And with that, we'll draw out a winner here toward the end of the show. Right now, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back. And Dr. West and I will continue on with talking about TCAT a little bit. We'll be right back.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants to remind you, as children mature, it is natural for them to assert their independence, seek new challenges, and engage in risky behavior. Underage drinking is one such behavior that attracts many adolescents. They may want to try alcohol, often do not recognize its effect on their health and behavior. People ages 12 to 20 drank 4% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. Although youth drinks less often than adults do, when they do drink, they drink more. More than 90% of all alcoholic drinks consumed by young people are consumed through binge drinking. For more information or referrals, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. This project is funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Oh, good.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we're here with Dr. West, and I'm going to let her talk about how much it costs to go to school over there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Thomas. Well, first, let me tell you about our schedule. We're a clock hour institution, so our fee schedule is based on the number of clock hours that you attend, and that's how many hours you actually are scheduled for training. So a typical trimester for us is 432 hours. 72 days, and students go 6 hours a day. So for a full-time student right now, the cost is $1,336. And I know that sounds like a lot, but that's three times a year. So a little over $3,000 to $4,000 a year, and you can come out with a career. But I do want to say that there's many financial aid opportunities available. So very few of our students are having to pay out of pocket, because we have Tennessee Promise that's right. Available to high school students for the technical college and community college that will pay for their tuition and fees if they're eligible. We have Tennessee Reconnect. It's for older or for adults that are out of high school and do not have a degree, that they can come back and get their tuition paid for. We also have federal financial aid, Pell grants, and other grants that are available to students. So one of the things that we do when you fill out an application is we have a financial aid officer. Ms. Teresa Johnson has been doing that for us for a little over 24 years, and she does a great job and has some help now with her career coaches, and they will work with students to help find financial means. So I would say that even though the cost is a little over $1,000 a semester or 3 to 4 years, I wouldn't let that stand in the way, because there's lots of opportunities for that to be paid for once you start working on your financial aid. So, you know, again, it's by clock hour. And that is a low cost, though, to come out and be able to get a career and be able to a well-paying job that will support you and your family and the time frame short.
Okay, now let's look at that. You said, you know, a regular day is a six-hour day.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Okay, now what would that day be like in one of the areas?
Okay, so so if you go into any of our programs, what you'll see is it will not be a typical classroom. You're not going to walk in and see lots of rows of desks all lined up and a teacher up front lecturing for 6 hours a day. Most of our programs are what we call shop areas, and those shop areas are designed to reflect what those individuals would be doing out in the workforce. So when you walk in Automotive Tech, you see bays and lifts and cars on lifts, and you see people working on cars. If you go into a welding shop, you're going to see welding booths. You're going to see students welding. You're not going to see them sitting in a classroom. Now, with all of our programs, there are bookwork. There's bookwork that you have to do. You have to learn the processes of welding and metal, and learn about colors for cosmetology. And so all of our programs have some book work. So a typical day, most of the students will start out in the classroom. They may stay in there 30 minutes to an hour doing what we would call theory work or book work, learning the concepts behind what they're doing, the skills they're doing, and how to do those and safety precautions. But most of the time, at least probably 50% to 75% of their day is spent working hands-on in a shop that looks like what it would look like if they were in the workforce.
Okay, and the business classes?
Business classes?
A day for someone that's in the business area, because, I mean, business now, I mean, that is a universal type thing
right.
anymore.
Most of those students will spend most of their day in some, what we would call a cubicle type. It's a desk area that has a computer on it, because most of the business
right.
computers, so they're going to spend their day a lot on the computer. They're going to be doing things like word processing, Excel. They're going to be creating documents using the computer, maybe PowerPoint presentations that they'd be doing in business. If they're going into the medical field, they may be coding, doing medical insurance, learning how to do that and how to input those codes. If they may be doing some legal research, if they're going for a legal diploma. So they're learning how to use the technology to do those skill sets that we typically think of. It's much different than when I was over in that department. We had a lot of typewriters and calculating machines and copiers and things. You know, most of it now can be done with a computer. They're not filling out ledger sheets and accounting. They're doing it online with technology.
Right.
And I guess you probably remember in the old business world, we had big ledger books and we had columns and we had to learn how to do those things. But, you know, they still learn The concepts haven't changed. You still have to know the concept behind assets and liabilities and so forth. But a lot of that's done with technology now and with a computer. So business looks quite different than it did years ago. Most of those students have a computer and one or two screens and a keyboard, and they're sitting there performing most of those skills using technology.
And remembering back a few years, they don't have to spend 6 or 8 hours trying to find that 3 cent that you're off in that bookkeeping kit.
That's true. Usually now the technology, somebody has been very intelligent and wrote a program that'll flag a red flag for you and let you know. Or we think about, I think about typing a whole page on a typewriter and getting to the very bottom of the page and seeing a mistake and having to retype it. And now when you're typing in a word processing or on our phones or things, it's auto-correcting for you as you go. So technology has sure changed how we do things, but it, you know, has made things more efficient. And so a lot of things, you know, we're just learning how to use the technology to work smarter and to be able to be more efficient in the skills that we're doing.
Well, you know, I know it's one thing that probably would be kind of difficult, and that is for an author to write a book using hillbilly language with an autocorrect.
It would read quite funny, wouldn't it? It would correct things and not correct things, and so, or substitute words that you didn't really want to have in there for those. That could be very interesting.
But I know one of the things you mentioned there was coding. And I know a lot of folks do coding from home.
They do.
And I get it. There's a pretty good demand for people that are skilled in coding right now, isn't there? Because of all of the paperwork that is involved, just to a simple visit to a doctor's office anymore.
There is, and it, you know, it's a skill. It truly a skill, because doctor's offices and healthcare facilities and clinics depend on that individual to know the coding and to be able to code accurately for reimbursement for services that they perform. So an individual who has that skill set and who's very good with the codes can, like you said, they can work from home coding documents. They can work in doctor's offices, hospitals, and we do see a lot of individuals going into that because they want the opportunity to work from home and do coding.
And, you know, and we can thank Twin Lakes Telephone for a whole, because we have probably one of the best infrastructures in fiber here with high-speed internet, probably I know anywhere in the state of Tennessee and well above most of the nation, just in this little county here. And with all
the whole area that they support, you know, Twin Lakes has been great for our workforce and for our education. We do, like you said, have high speed, and it does open up a lot of opportunities for individuals to work from home. And sometimes it's in the business area. It may be in healthcare. You know, we see a lot of telehealth coming along. And so that would not be possible if we didn't have that high-speed internet. And so it is a great asset that we have Twin Lakes here and that they provided that to our communities.
And, okay, now another field, carpentry.
Oh, yes. Construction industry is booming, isn't it? And, you know, we have a large class in building construction, and with our building construction, they're learning to frame and to roof and to do electrical and plumbing. We're also trying to start just a class that is called electrical and plumbing, and we hope to get that up and going soon. But just because of the demand for construction, new housing. But, you know, I know you mentioned remodeling here at the courthouse. I mean, just to get people to come in and do basic repairs to your home, it's hard to schedule somebody to do that. There's not a lot of people with the skill sets that can do that. And so carpentry, building construction, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, heating and cooling, great demand for those right now. So some great career opportunities for individuals to go into right now to have steady jobs.
Well, now, I guess Mr. Haskell Colson is...
He's not with us right now.
I didn't think so. I had to mention he's one of my former students.
Oh, okay. He's one of your former students. Hack was a great instructor for us. We have Mr. Jack Dale in Overton County now. He's from Overton County. His mother was a teacher in Overton County, Miss Alberta Dale. And Jack does a great job for us in building construction. He has, like I said, a class that's running over. We actually have someone helping him in his class just as an assistant to be able to serve the individuals. And right now we're looking to hire someone to teach in our electrical and plumbing program. And once we hire someone, then we'll be up and running another program.
Okay, with that, we'll take a little short break. And then we're going to come back and focus in on Clay County High School for the rest of the program. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone. Okay, now we're ready to talk about the welding program over at Clay County High School, Dr. West.
Okay, well, it's in its... Yeah, we've just started that. That was part of a GIVE grant. And if you're not familiar with the GIVE grant, when Governor Lee took office, he established a program that is a partnership between K-12, secondary, post-secondary, and employers. And it was a grant worth $1 million, and there were 13 of them that were awarded. And so the TCAT in Clay County were very fortunate to get one of those, and it allowed us to go into Clay County High School and put in new welding booths and new welders and to establish a welding program. And so I think we have strong enrollment over there. We have both males and females in the program, and this is their second year of getting to weld, and just going strong. We have Kevin Donaldson as a work-based learning coach over there that's helping with the relationship between the program and our employers and our community. And then we have Marshall Birch, who is our instructor over there, and Marshall does a great job with the young people. But, you know, the purpose in all of it was to provide an opportunity for Clay County students to gain a skill where they could go to work here in Clay County or the surrounding area and to be able to have a career. And so we're real proud of the program and the success that we've had over at Clay County High School.
And I'll say you've got three major sponsors out in the industrial field.
We have Honest Abe Log Home and VF Transformers and Stevens Manufacturing, and they have been excellent partners. They have had field trips for our students. They've came in and did guest speakers for the students, but they've just truly helped that program connect with the real world and the workforce and to let those students see what it's like to actually have a career in welding. So we're very proud of that sponsorship and very appreciative of them being willing to take and invest in the young people here in Clay County. So,
of course, I know the Stevens Manufacturing folks, they're continually, you know, looking for welders, and they pay a good starting wage. And I know also there are numerous other places where we have some machine shops. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've often wondered how you weld a log.
Well, I just think there's parts of that process, Thomas, that has some welding in it. And so, you know, I'm sure there's they've actually went over there, and they do have, you know, welding is part of the process. I'm like you, though. You think about wood, and you think of carpentry instead of welding. But, you know, they're a big employer and a great partner for education here in Clay County.
But I know that their maintenance shop over where they, you know, the maintenance of their equipment, there's lots of heavy metal equipment
right
there in those places, in a sawmill and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also they turn out numerous plates and brackets and things
right
like that are used in building timber frame homes and
right
log homes.
Right.
So, I mean, there's that opportunity there, and I know up at the
VF
transformer place, VF up there, that, I mean, they're just...
They have processes that have welding and metal and different things. Like you said, some of it might be a little bit more in the machining, but as, you know, there's still a process that involves some welding, and they have welders that they employ. And, you know, sometimes if you have the skill and the ability to weld, that skill will transfer into another job opportunity for you because you understand the process, you understand the welding and the metal process, then sometimes, you know, you can be promoted to different levels within those businesses. And you might not weld. You might be in a management position
right
or in a supervisory or be able to take a different position because of that skill set that you have.
You know, and you look at someone who is a four-year college graduate in business administration, and they go in and put down their resume there that they are a certified welder, and they're applying for a job somewhere in a machine shop or something,
mm-hmm,
and they think of a management job, and they look and they say, hey, this guy can weld too, so he knows what this business is about already. We're not going to have to take him out and show him whatever piece of equipment is and how to turn a welder on, how to run a machine or something. So
right, and I think you make a good point with that, Thomas, that, you know, you can be in the welding program at Clay County. That doesn't mean that's where you stop. You might be going to Tennessee Tech or one of our four-year or two-year colleges and getting a degree, like you said, in business or something. But that skill set will be beneficial to you when you start looking for jobs because it'll give you that up on somebody that doesn't have that knowledge or that hands-on preparation.
Okay, now let's combine the two, welding and robotics.
Oh, yes. That's a big thing right now is robotic welders. And so we don't have a robotics program here in Clay County, but we do fix in our industrial maintenance. And I will say that we did write our GIVE 2.0 grant application to establish robotics and to build that up a little bit more in the Upper Cumberland. And if we were fortunate enough to get the second grant, then we would be putting some robots in at our main campus, and Clay County students actually travel to Livingston
right.
2 days a week. So they could combine, like you said, maybe have a year of welding and then a year of robotics, and or it might be that there's a robotic welder that is placed in our robot in our welding program so that those students could do that, because automation and technology seems to be our future, and whether it's welding or, like we talked about, business, I think we're always, as a society, introducing new technologies, and robotic welding is something that we're going to see in the future.
And, you know, I know everyone, you know, for the last few years, we've been concerned, you know, with robotics replacing bodies, but there still has to be someone that can program those things, someone that can repair those things. I mean, you know, there's, you know, as one group of jobs close, most of the time it opens up jobs in new fields. And if we've got people trained and ready to do those, that is a great skill set when you walk in there and apply for that job.
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, there's somebody that has to maintenance that robot and it has to understand that welding. I mean, somebody has to program it. Somebody has to troubleshoot it. If it's not welding properly, they got to know it's not and know how to fix it. So you still need that skill set of welding, but you're just not maybe the one welding. You're operating a robot that's welding.
And I know that Mr. Kevin Dawson, I was talking with him yesterday, and he said that anyone that would like to come over and visit the classroom, give him a call and give him a day or so to get it set up and come over and visit that site over there. I think we have, 18 welding?
We do.
And they are state-of-the-art welding machines, and all they need is a human on the other end to operate them, and that's what we're training there now. But it is a whole lot different from Mr. McLaren's welding class where we learned to weld with a stick welder.
Well, I'm sure they probably have stick welders. It just, you know, when I think about welding, when I first got into education, you know, people thought of the welding shop as being dark and dirty and black and the sun, and welding has just come such a long ways now. I happen to say it used to
Don't peep, draw one out.
Oh, it used to be dirty, but now it's, you know, with all of the technology and things, I described one of the welding programs in Cookeville as being a pretty shop, and somebody looked at me and said, pretty? For welding? And I said, well, maybe pretty wasn't the word, but it's clean, and you know, it's just, it is a different look, and, you know, so if you haven't been over by the welding program at Clay County High School, it is state of the art, and I know that Kevin or Marshall, either one, would be more than happy to arrange that. So if you'll give Kevin a call, he'll take care of you.
Inviting might be a good word when you walk in. It's an inviting place to
It is.
And to look and see that we have, and I think that each one of those booths is full just about all the time. And we've got folks over, like you said, male and female that are learning to weld, and female welders are in demand.
They are, and so we're very proud of, you know, that we have a very diverse group of individuals that are taking welding. And again, I think male and female, but we have students that you brought up, you know, some of them want to be welders, but some of them may be going to a four-year university and getting that skill set. So it's a great opportunity for students.
Oh, it looks like we're about to run out of time.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been a short time today.
And a very enjoyable time, Dr.
Right.
And I'm going to do a...
You're going to announce our birthday.
The winner of the birthday today is Lincoln Gass.
Well, congratulations to Lincoln.
So come over by the chamber and pick up your gift envelope and compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, I guess it's about time we shut the doors here.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
I think you don't have to be back too early, so you don't have to rush back over to Livingston. But it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Tom.
Looking forward to maybe not as long next time before I get you back again.
Okay, great, thank you.
But as we said, we really appreciate everyone, and May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here live and in living color on your radio dial, which is tuned to WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. And like I said, may the good Lord bless and keep you till this, you're back with us again. And with that, good day, Clay County.